Chapter 31. Hanging Up. Around 6 that night, as the three of us finished our dinner, Jacob and I indulging ourselves in a little cautious optimism, spitting on LeJudas and his desperate tactics, Lori trying to keep up the appearance of confidence and normalcy, even as she had become vaguely suspicious of the both of us, the phone rang. I answered. An operator informed me that she had a collect call. Would I accept the charges? It came as a surprise that people still made collect calls. Was this a prank? Were there any phone booths left to make a collect call from? Only in prisons. Collect call from who? Bill Barber. Jesus, no, I won't accept. Wait a minute. Hang on. I held the phone against my chest as if my heart would speak to him directly. Then, all right, I'll accept the charges. Thank you. Please hold while I connect you. Have a nice day. A click. Hello? What is it? What is it? I thought she was going to come down and visit me again. I've been a little busy. He mimicked me. Oh, I've been a little busy. Relax, would you? I'm just shitting you, you dope. What'd you think? Hey, come on down, Junior. I'll take you out fishing. I'll take you fishing. You know for what? For fishes. I had no idea what this meant. Some prison slang, presumably. Whatever it meant, the joke was funny to him. He roared into the phone. Jesus Christ, you talk a lot. No shit, 'cause I got no one to talk to in this fucking place. My kid never visits me. Was there something you wanted, or did you just call to chat? I want to know how the kid's trial is going. What do you care? He's my grandson, I want to know. His whole life you never even knew his name. Whose fault is that? Yours? Yeah, I'm sure you think that. A pause. I heard my name came up in court today. We're following the whole thing here. It's like the World Series for cons. Yeah, your name came up. See, even sitting in prison, you're still screwing your family over. Oh, Junior, don't be such a pisser. The kid's going to get off. You think so? You figure you're a pretty good lawyer, Mr. Life Without Parole? I know a few things. You know a few things. Do me a favor, Clarence Darrow. Don't call here and tell me my business. I've already got a lawyer. Nobody's telling you your business, Junior, but when your lawyer talks about bringing me in to testify, that makes it my business now, don't it?